devotion to wakefulness. Very well phrased there. Yes, what I notice is that if I, for late night practice, if I go later and later, what happens is I start sort of, unless I'm really careful, I start craving and wanting sleep. And then when I do go to sleep, it's much harder. It's really difficult to get up because it's been tanha pushing one towards sleep. I'm curious if you have any suggestions for just how to work with that. Being able to either work on setting that intention to wake up even after one is fairly tired from practice.
Well, I think one of the things in terms of especially at how one, I think, like sometimes with, if you're sitting, then the mind can get tired, and then if one goes to sleep because of that tiredness, just sort of conking out to sleep, then it's more difficult to get up. Whereas if one recognizes, and especially after one's been practicing for a while, one notices one's habits, the tendencies of the mind, the rhythms getting up and doing walking meditation, and then laying down to go to sleep after doing walking meditation, because we oftentimes have this kind of fixation of, I should be sitting. And it's like doing walking meditation or doing some yoga in the evening or some kind of activity that brightens the mind. And then one determines to go to sleep, and one sets that intention. And then when one goes to sleep with an intent, clear intention, one tends to get up. It's the conditioned nature of the mind. You go to sleep with a kind of an annihilation, aspiration. Then the hopes of waking up in the morning with kind of enthusiasm, leaping up with alacrity, hardly happens.
I notice that. 3 a.m.
puja,
you're enthusiastic with the chant.
Right? Other ones
that enthusiastic chanting.
Well, it's just painful and suffering to just sink into dullness again. So that even if I'm tired, and then it's sort of an opportunity to put forth some effort, and then. Then also from that tends to kind of awake and kind of really kind of energizes the system.
Would say kind of a chart of example, but just appreciating the fact that you actually did put forth the effort.
Yeah.
Having that thought before you go to sleep.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's all too familiar habit, but it's one that one has to take the opportunity. That's where that's like seeing the danger. It isn't as if it's really painful, miserable, horrible. But it's just so you see that pernicious, kind of insidious type of the way the mind loves to drift into the sort of the easiest way out of whatever. And I really appreciate Ajahn Chah's approach to training, because it's not so much that being able to control your condition so that you can practice however you like, but being able to put forth the effort when there is some resistance or some kind of and it isn't as if you're pushing against yourself all the time, but that ability to confront those edges of our of where the mind is resisting is really important, because it's a small thing, but it has a huge result.